Data from the University of Illinois' Urbana campus shows that undergraduate students represent the vast majority of COVID-19 cases that occurred during the in-person semester. And about a third of cases among undergrads occurred in private certified housing, which include Greek houses and other privately owned residences. Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines joins me now to discuss the numbers and how they break down among students. Lee, can you tell us what the data show about how the virus spread on campus this semester?
So between mid-August and the week before Thanksgiving, that comprises the in-person portion of the semester, about 80% of all cases occurred among undergrads. So of those cases, about a third, as you mentioned, were among undergraduate students living in private certified housing. So that includes Greek houses, even though they made up only about 13% of undergrads tested. So a rough calculation on the data provided by the university shows that overall, about 1 in 10 undergrads on campus tested positive this semester, but among students living in frats, sororities, and other certified housing, the rate appears significantly higher, about 1 in 3. So before we move on, I do need to include a caveat about this data. The university could only provide us the total number of students testing in each living situation at the beginning and end of the in-person semester. They say this is because students' living situations fluctuated. You know, some went home, some came back to campus between mid-August and late November. So when I say about 1 in 3 students living in Greek and other private certified housing tested positive for COVID, that's an estimate based on the number of those students getting tested at the beginning of the semester. So even though these are estimates, campus officials still acknowledge that students living in Greek houses and other private certified housing represent a disproportionate number of positive cases, and that's compared to students in other living circumstances.
Gotcha. What about those students in other circumstances like those in dorms and off campus?
So 15% of all undergraduate infection, or about 483 cases, were among students living in university housing. So that's dorms. And about half of all undergrad cases occurred among those living off campus. But that's to be expected because they also made up about 65% of undergrads tested.
And what do campus officials have to say about why rates were so much higher among students in Greek and other certified housing?
So U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler told me in an email that that's likely due to the fact that you're combining a congregate living setting with the social nature of these organizations. And I'm sure you remember that early on in the semester, there were some students hosting or attending parties while knowingly infected with COVID-19. And this caused several super spreader events that led to a huge spike in cases earlier on. And it also led to campus having to implement some temporary restrictions on all non-essential activities.
And what do officials say they're going to do going forward to reduce COVID transmission among some of the groups where they saw the most spread?
Yeah, so I think it's first important to note that when students come back in January, we're going to be in the middle of this second wave of the pandemic. And there will likely be higher rates of community transmission than when they returned back to campus this past August. So officials say that they're working with some of their own social scientists now to better understand how students make decisions and understand their risk-taking behavior. They're also planning to refine the campus's testing, educational efforts, and other aspects of their response to COVID. The other big change for the spring semester is classes will be starting a week later than normal, but students are still being asked to arrive back on campus a week before classes start so that they can quarantine until they've received 2 negative tests. So the big takeaway here is that there's an expected spike that will occur, but campus officials are hopeful that they can clamp down on it before there's a major spread.
Lee Gaines is the education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. She co-reported this story with Christine Herman, and you can find the full breakdown of COVID cases on campus at illinoisnewsroom.org.